Ticket.
Okay. So,
this is the
I would like for you guys
open.
To go to my Twitter page as a show and tell.
What's your name again?
It's Corby.
Total douchebag.
Davidson. Just mean. You're just mean, and it's Monday, and I don't like it.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Trying to have fun here.
What if that was his Twitter address?
Like total douchebag.
Like, you could put an individual name to each account that you follow, if you choose.
Like spray tan.
You like spray tan. So, on there you will find a video that was posted on Friday night. I don't know how much I've actually done outside of that. I don't think I've been a very active...
Oh, is this the one that you texted me as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this the one where you flaunt that you have 479 miles worth of gas left in your car?
No, but that's pretty awesome. No, this is not when I saw the Cedar Creek
What
ticket.
Size gas tank does this unrelatable radio personality have?
What a tank.
This is the one below it?
Yeah.
The baseball one?
Yeah, the one below it. So, Friday night, we went to dinner. And at dinner, we looked up and there were a couple of TVs on. And one of the TVs was on the Rangers v. Braves game.
That was a rough game.
Yeah, it turned out to be a bad one. And I believe we caught this game around the eighth inning. I don't know if it was eighth or ninth. But it was like 13-1 Braves.
But it didn't take long to look at the screen and say, the Rangers are probably in trouble here.
Yeah. And so we've all seen this because we are sportsmen. We are men of sport. And throughout our lifetimes, one of the great things that happens in baseball games that get out of hand is the team that's getting crushed will just be like, does anyone want a pitch that's not a pitcher?
Like, it's literally a sign-up sheet on yeah. the studio door.
Yes.
Who's always dreamed of pitching in the bigs?
Yeah, and again, I don't. Once these guys do get in there to do this, I wonder if they regret it, if they love it. I don't know. But when you're down 13-1 and you don't want to go through any more of your bullpen hands, the Rangers just the other night said, well, let's bring on Higgy. And so I look up and I see they bring him in, and my wife is not watching any of this.
Baseball?
Matter of fact, she has never seen this phenomenon take place.
She's never seen a position player
never
come in to mop up.
No. And she could not understand it. And so, and not only was Kyle Higashioka, was he the emergency pitcher, he was throwing knuckle crap.
It looks like coach pitch.
It 100%.
He's like, I'm not going to hurt my shoulder throwing these.
So I turn to her and I go, you're getting ready to laugh. She's like, what? I go, just look up at the TV. And Higgy throws one of these ephesy, knuckly pitches.
Might not break a plane of glass.
With no intention whatsoever, just lobs it up there.
He almost painted the corner, just didn't get it all the way there.
Well, this is probably the fourth pitch that I posted because she could not stop laughing, like laughing hysterically. And then she would catch her breath for a minute, then he would throw another pitch because, again, she's never seen it before. And she couldn't, I didn't even tell her what was going on. She was like, that's a pitcher? I'm like, yes, that's a pitcher. And she just starts dying laughing because it does look like something that, if you don't follow baseball, how do you even describe this? That
right.
that guy's in the major leagues.
It looks totally unserious.
Yes, it does. And it's absolutely hilarious. So she's laughing so hard. And then I start laughing so hard. And so we were sending this to, I was sending it to my kids. I was like, mom's dying laughing at this. And then this is the, what you hear is Higgy with his, I don't even want his wind up, which there is no wind up. and him throwing a pitch that lands about a foot and a half short. And the guy, whoever's at bat, just is casually, that's the fourth ball, and he's walking to first base, and they show Higgy, and it's just, it's like a perfect microcosm of what baseball is when your team is getting annihilated. And so here is the ensuing laughter as that unfolded. Me laughing, then it's her laughing, and then it's me laughing again, and it's just...
Did you guys take edibles before
dinner? Just sounds like you're so baked.
Dude, it was... Again, it's like I put someone on the planet for the first time, and they're watching this, and maybe they had watched, I don't know, a baseball game prior, and now this was their second game, and this is happening in real time, and... You can play it all one more time.
Jeez.
And she sounds like a dying duck.
Well, the first part, you're
so good.
The last bit of your first laugh sounds like UFO Corby. Like taking off into the stratosphere.
Yeah, we're all waving at him. We'll see you next time.
It is amazing that, I mean, look, we have instances in sports that make the sport not look real. And, you know, when like when you run out of quarterbacks, and you got to throw somebody in there to play quarterback for a quarter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that happens once every couple of years where there's just a dude back there taking handoffs.
Didn't Canseco do it one time and tear up his arm?
I believe that's true. Yeah, so when I see this pitch, I do think to myself, and I think I've said this recently, my biggest fear in life would be pitching and then having one line back at your head. And I think physics tell us that it's far more dangerous to throw your fastest fastball than it is to throw a ball like that, even though I think our brain tells us the more you lob it in there, the more it can be fired back at your head. But I believe physics tells us that hard speed in makes the hit ball go back the other way even harder.
Yeah.
I think that's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fastballs are more likely to be launched.
That hence like the, yes, like the Bo Jackson, Nolan Ryan incident. Where,
yes. So it's actually safer to throw it this hard.
Although, I don't know if you guys watched any of this live, because...
No, I did not.
Okay.
Nobody did.
Well, I did.
Are you joking?
Well, you were stuck in a restaurant. It was 15-1.
And by the way, this counts.
What sort of masochist?
This is one of the 25.
It does not.
That was my favorite bit when I did.
Can't be having edible pizza and try to count half an inning.
When I did commit to watching 25 full Ranger games, was that I would always send blurbs from a restaurant to the main hardline text chain, and Ham's like, doesn't count. You're at a restaurant. I'm like, what do you want?
You can't watch a TV that's 30 feet away.
You can't do.
With no volume.
Was this on buzzer?
No, I think...
No, this Friday's 33, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So...
If you want buzzer takes, I'm ready for you.
You all on? Okay.
No, I'm not all on. I've got takes.
Okay. I'm ready.
Dangerous takes.
I'm ready.
Let me know when you're ready. Maybe Sturm Center.